Hello, Alison Hernandez, and I'm with Jack Spriggs. He is the youngest councillor in the country, I believe. Jack, what area are you standing in, or have you stood in, if you're the youngest?
I'm in Rushton, which is a town in the East Midlands, sort of a working class town, and I'm the youngest councillor in the country ever.
Ever? Wow. So why did you get involved in politics then?
For me, the most important thing you can do as a person is to sort of make a difference. I think everyone goes into the world wanting to make a difference, in whether it's locally, whether it's nationally, whether it's internationally. And so this is my sort of small way, if you like, of making a difference in my local community. And I think it's really important for everybody to be represented. You know, the people in my ward are people who desperately want to be represented, but also people who desperately need and deserve to be represented. So I think that that is a really important part of my role, to represent the underrepresented, if you like.
So we've got a couple of young councillors. In fact, I'm almost classified as young where I'm from, but we've got a few young councillors in our council back in Torbay. But what was it that got you interested particularly in standing to be a Conservative?
Well, you know, if you were in my council, you would be one of the youngest as well. I mean, the youngest councillor we've got is 45. So there, you know, just the age gap between us is not between you and I, but between me and the rest of the council. So the reason I wanted to get onto it is because I think that representation of young people, especially, is wrong. I think we desperately need people who are going to represent all sections of society. So that was the main thing that wanted me to that inspired me to go onto the council, because.
So I mean, I'm just trying to think in terms of, you know, you're 18, you get up every day in the morning and you go to council meetings. So are your council meetings different, do you think, to my area? I'm just trying to think, what sort of things do you do in the council meetings, and have you brought anything different to the way that they're run?
I like to think I've made them a bit more exciting. I the council meetings that I sat in on before were sort of very sit around, sort of fall asleep, you know. But I like sort of getting in there and stirring things up a bit, you know, because I think the most important thing you can have in any elected democracy or any democratic process is, you know, the process of challenging things, the process of actually coming to decisions that way, rather than, you know, everyone putting their hand up voting for yes for one thing when they haven't really listened to a debate on the issue.
I mean, it's similar where I am. I mean, I'm trying to use social media to try and engage more people. I'm sure you're already using things like that to try and get more people involved and engaged. But I was just really interested to know, in terms of, you know, being a young person, you're 18, how on earth did you, who helped you? How did you get to become a counsellor? Because that's the thing. Most people think that they can't do this as a role. It's not something that's available or accessible to them. So what was it that you did that enabled you to get to this position?
Well, I think it's really important to break down those barriers. I think it's important to say that everybody can become a counsellor. You know, regardless of which party you support, you can become a counsellor. You can be elected by people if, you know, they believe what you stand for, if they believe that you're actually an honest person who's going to work hard for them. You know, the reason, the way I got involved, I've always been interested in politics for whatever reason. A young person being involved in politics is a bit weird, you know. So in a certain sense, I'm sort of not an average teenager. So the reason I got involved in politics was to just represent people. But the way I did it, I was actually working in a coffee shop part time to, cover, yeah, you know, my beer money, if you like, for the for the weekend. My local MP came in, Peter Bone, Member of Parliament for Wellingborough. He came in on various occasions. We just got chatting. Eventually, he offered me a job in his office. I was sort of immersed in Westminster politics and just wanted to sort of translate that to a more local level.
Well, all I can say is it's really a delight to hear that an 18-year-old's been elected, and it's great to meet the youngest one in the country. I feel privileged for that. And what's even more interesting, and people will see from your picture, you may be 18, but you've got an 80s hairstyle from, like, Flock of Seagull days. So I think you do appeal to a broad demographic. Thank you very much for your time, Jack.
Lovely to be here, Alison. Thank you.